Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Ruth Gurmila Mogath, Fui Shin. Well, as we've been hearing throughout the show since 4:30, Leo Varadkar announced today that he's stepping down as Taoiseach and Fine Gael leader. He said that he's resigning as Fine Gael leader now and will remain as Taoiseach until a new party leader is elected from after the Easter recess. Minister of State at the Department of Finance and Fine Gael TD Jennifer Carol McNeill joins me now from her Edictus studio. But before I get to the minister, our reporter John Cook asked people in the streets of Limerick for their reaction to Leo Varadkar's shock announcement.
Shocked, absolutely.
No, is that fake news?
No, it's not fake news. Leo Varadkar announced he is resigning.
Good riddance.
He's a lovely looking man.
I just think he's very fair and I just like him.
Completely out of the blue. I wonder what's behind it.
Well, he says there is nothing else behind it. You think there's something more?
I'd say so.
I don't mind him. I thought he was okay listening to him during COVID and things like that.
Is there going to be anyone left in Fine Gael at this stage? I mean, between everyone leaving and I don't know what his personal reasons are. But it's a sure indication there's something afoot anyway.
He's no less simple as that.
Why would you say that?
He was a useless leader, hopeless, simple as that. He didn't look after the working men, and that was it.
And what would you like to see happen now? There's going to be a new Fine Gael Taoiseach. This government to continue for another year?
No, go to the country and that's it.
Yeah, I hope they get someone who will take everyone's interests into account, even the little person on the street like me.
Do you think Leo Varadkar didn't?
Well, he did a lot for high income earners, so a lot more people are in the middle income, so we'd like more done for them.
I'd say it's all going to change now anyway. I'd say it's not a big change coming.
Yeah, well, I think there's so many things that need to be fixed. You know, I was at my mother in the regional there recently, parking
hospital
issues, everything. I mean, sure, it's scandalous, like, and nothing is happening, and it's the same for the last 20 years.
Whoever goes on next to be Taoiseach will kind of have a way to prove themselves what way they're going to change the country. Even coming down with young lads like me, it's hard for us to get decent quotes on apartments or, you know, trying to find mortgages anywhere. It's near impossible. Like.
Well, it was a bit of a surprise, but I suppose the referendum did reflect badly on the party, and maybe he's making room now for confidence in the future of the party. And
that's enough change.
Are you a
for
Fine Gael
me
supporter?
Absolutely.
Uh-huh. And how did you regard him as a leader in Fine Gael? So
he was a good leader. Mr. Coveney from Cork now would probably be the best one.
You'd like to see him in the job now?
I would, yes.
I think I'd be happy to see them continue for a year.
I'd see an election before then, I think.
Is that what you want to see?
Yeah, I'm ready for a change.
John Cook getting some thoughts from the streets of Limerick there. As I say, I'm joined by Minister Jennifer Carol McNeill, Fine Gael TD. You're very welcome, Minister, to the programme.
Thank you.
You heard the reaction from Limerick. What's your reaction to Leo Varadkar's announcement?
Oh, look, I'm as surprised and as surprised as anybody. And, you know, today is a day for reflecting on what Leo has brought to public life. I remember during the very difficult times he, as Minister for Tourism, brought in the gathering, you know, bringing tens of thousands of people to Ireland when, you know, pubs and restaurants and hotels and bed and breakfasts all around the country very much needed that. And I'll always remember his personal contribution to the marriage equality referendum and the very brave steps that he took in his personal life to set that on a particular course as well and to help with that, you know.
Were you surprised about the manner, the shock manner, the sudden manner of the resignation?
I'm not sure, you know, how many other ways there are of delivering shocking news, you know, like it's I was surprised, of course, as so many other people were, but there's never really a good time to leave. There's not a particularly good way of leaving. You just have to come out and say and do it. And that's what he did today. And, you know, now we'll have to look towards the future and the next steps over the next couple of weeks.
Is it in the best interest of the country?
I think it's in the best interest in the country always that you have a Taoiseach who is, you know, operating at 120%. And if for any reason a Taoiseach or indeed any political leader feels that they can't do that, and it is a very genuinely taxing job, people don't want to hear that, of course, but, like, you know, to do it properly, to really give it your all, you have to be able to do that. And if the moment that that changes, I think the responsible thing to do is to come out
some
and say,
of your
do you know what, I can't
in
do that
coalition
anymore.
Don't, doesn't think so. They don't think it is the best in the best interest of the country.
Well, I mean, I'd ask them if they were Taoiseach and they didn't feel that they could go the best way or give it 120%, what would they do as individuals? And I think most people in Ireland listening to this today would say if somebody feels they can't do it and that somebody else is ready for that or that they want to step forward in a different way or have the energy or different energy. We've heard this from political leaders around the world. You know, you can give so much and then there comes a time when, you know, it's time to pass it on to somebody else. That's not unreasonable. It happens in all walks of life.
But and I think it's a fair thing to come out. Instability already, isn't it?
Well, I'm not sure how. We have a government majority. We have functional three-party coalition that has been working very well through the different challenges that we've had since that government was elected through COVID, through a whole rate brought inflation down from 8% to 2%, you know, really trying to address in different ways the energy credits.
So you're not sure how our reporter Barry Lennon has been told by some of your coalition colleagues, we signed up for one Fine Gael, Taoiseach, we never signed up for two. What happened today wasn't in the best interest of the country.
I respect their view, but, you know, this is a, you know, if it was within their parties, and every political party has a measure of change, we have signed up to a government together, a coalition government together, and that continues to operate. And that's what I've heard very clearly from the leaders of the parties.
Let's say it's in the middle for some people, in the middle of an election campaign, be it Euro or local. Let's say I'm canvassed by Fine Gael today by a candidate, and I say, who will your leader be? What's the response?
Well, I mean, what you say is the leader has stepped down, and you know, Fine Gael will come up with a new leader, will decide a new leader within themselves over the next couple of weeks. But to be honest with you,
My question is, where will the party go? Under whose direction? Under whose leadership? And you cannot answer that question.
I think
yet.
What
that's
you
unstable,
well
isn't it?
Not at 4 o'clock today, but I think by 7 o'clock this evening, what you'll have had is a parliamentary party meeting. You'll have had an executive council meeting. You'll have a very clear timetable that will be confirmed at that point in relation to the election of a new leader within Fine Gael. But it really, you know, I appreciate this is a Fine Gael leadership, but it really is about the country. It really is about Taoiseach feels, of course it is. If
why
the Taoiseach feels
the
that he can't
say,
deliver,
then, as some of the opposition have said, why not call a general election on foot of this?
If the Taoiseach feels that he can't deliver the best for the country, it's better that he steps aside and that somebody else in Fine Gael takes that seat and then contributes to the coalition government and contributes to public service with the best of energy over the next number of months, because there are a number of different things that we need to get done before this government is finished, and with the right energy, that new person will do that.
If, as you say, this is in the best interest of the country and about the people...
No, I didn't say it was in the best interest of the country.
Sorry,
I just said it wasn't destabilising.
If it's really about the people and doing best by the people, why not then do what the opposition has called on and call a general election so the people can actually have their say?
Well, I think that, first of all, we have local and European elections coming up at the beginning of June. There is a general election scheduled within 12 months. We have a very, very stable political system that you have seen go through coalition governments, through minority governments. We turn up, we do the work, and we continue with the political stability, which is one of the major reasons that Ireland has managed to come out of the crises that it has had and actually run the country in a stable way. We do have a general election within 12 months, and that is absolutely the opportunity for people to have their say on all things, on whether I'm re-elected in Dunleary, on whether Fine Gael goes back into government, on whether Fianna Fáil. That is a general election, and that's very reasonable.
But the problem here that some are pointing to is that a tiny cohort of the Fine Gael parliamentary party effectively chooses who leads the country. I'm looking here at the Fine Gael TDs. It would take me, and senators, it would take me less than a minute to read the names of those elected in Fine Gael who is going to choose the next Taoiseach. Is that, after a huge historic defeat in referenda, is that even democratic?
Well, I think that you are a long political watcher, as I am, Cormac, and you will be familiar with all of the changes of leaders within governments, going back to Jack Lynch, going back to Brian Cowan, going back to Enda Kenny and Leo Varadkar. The Taoiseach is chosen by the Dáil, and with it, there have been changes of Taoiseach, changes of leaders within parties many, many times. And actually, what's important is that those events have very, very infrequently ever destabilised the country.
But never after a referendum defeat like that.
But there's lots of different circumstances we can go back to.
Isn't that true, though?
I don't know, actually, whether it's true or not. I'd have to go back and check every leadership change. But I think it is important
historic,
to recognise. Oh, but that's a different thing. And you're right. The referendum defeat was very, very, was historic, was disappointing. Mm-hmm. There's no question about that. And I think it's really important that everybody reflect on that. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, Fine Gael will be reflecting on that, as every other party in government will
so
be reflecting
question,
on
you
it.
So my question, you see, the logic of that question is Leo Varadkar said he took responsibility for the election defeat. He was supported by Fine Gael. It was an historic defeat. Is Fine Gael and its parliamentary party too out of touch to choose the next Taoiseach?
Well, it's the leader of Fine Gael is stepping down, and it is for the membership, the councillors and the members of the people who happen to be in the parliamentary party at the moment to choose the next leader. But Fine Gael is a very broad church of tens of thousands of members, and it is a huge electorate that will choose the leader, the next leader of Fine Gael.
Let's break down the process for people then. How will the election of a new leader in Fine Gael work?
So it used to be that it was just the parliamentary party who chose. And then quite a number of years ago, and we've already had one election run like this, it's divided between the members of the parliamentary party, the councillors, the many, many hundreds of councillors that we have around the country, and the tens of thousands of Fine Gael members who have their say in different ways. I don't know exactly what the timing is going to be of that, but it will be very tight because we would like to have a new leader as quickly as possible.
Correct me if I'm wrong, in terms of weighting, 65% of the vote goes to the parliamentary party, 25% to ordinary members, and 10% to local reps. A tiny cohort effectively chooses.
One of the things I think is important about that is the parliamentary party members, of course, are representing people way beyond Fine Gael. They're representing their constituencies more broadly, and they will bring a slightly different perspective than members of different branches. So actually, you know, I've always thought that it's important that the parliamentary party, who are, let's face it, I represent a lot more people in Dunleary than are Fine Gael members, that I'm bringing my broad perspective, a perspective that is on occasion different to that of Fine Gael, and that other people in different parts of the country are bringing their very broad perspectives. Like, it is a democratic process, and we can talk about the different nuances of it, but we have a democratically elected Taoiseach within the Dáil. We have a democratically elected leader of Fine Gael. I think that's very important to the political party, and I'm not sure it's something to criticise a party for. This is a positive thing.
Okay, so I'm listening to the experts since the start of the programme. Is Simon Harris and Pascal Dunhu the frontrunners?
I think it's time now that we don't speculate on that today, to be honest with you. I appreciate it's interesting, and it's, you know, it's certainly the chat around Leinster House about who's going where and all of that jazz.
You'll but be putting to be honest your name with forward, you, will you?
But to be honest with you, today is a day for respecting and reflecting on what Leo has brought to public life over the last 20 years. We have a parliamentary party meeting this evening.
Well, it's a short time frame. People have a right to know, surely, who's running. Are you running?
I'm not. I really think it's too early to speculate.
You're not
on
counting
that.
Tomorrow,
I am going to West Cork with Tim Lombard, and going to Cork North Central with Colin Burke, and I'm going to visit credit unions around West Cork.
It is interesting,
and I'm really looking forward to that.
Hildegard Nocton was on the News at One with Brian Dobson. She didn't count herself
but
out.
You're not counting yourself out either. But it's not about me.
It could be.
It's not about any individual. It's about the country. It's about using this as an opportunity to set a direction for the country. I'm going down to talk to credit unions tomorrow in West Cork to talk about how we get more mortgages from credit unions to people looking for mortgages. I'm going to talk to the Kinsale Chamber about what we're doing in relation to business insurance and how we can make things easier. This is about, to be honest with you, I think it's a good thing that there's an election process within Fine Gael, because it gives us an opportunity to talk about the priorities for the country. It's not about me. It's really, really, honest to God, not really about Fine Gael. It is about using this as an opportunity to say, what are our priorities now for the ambition for this country? What's our belief and our confidence in this country, and where are we going next?
One last question then. Leo Varadkar spoke about moving the country from deficit to surplus, and Fine Gael has been in power since 2011. And I just wonder, in terms of the next Taoiseach and leader of Fine Gael, should it be someone who's been in power, ministerial office, with that experience, or should there be new blood?
It's a very good question, and you know, that's a question that we're going to tease out now over the next couple of weeks, that the Fine Gael members will have a view on, and you know, they'll be talking to other people as well and getting the perspective of their family, friends and neighbours. And you know, as I said, I think this is an opportunity about setting a course for the belief and the ambition of the country, and it's a good thing that there's a democratic process, and it's not a thing to criticise a party for. It's a good thing. You know, there's other parties don't have that. We do, and that's what we're going to do.
My last question is, Mary Lou MacDonald says she wants to be the first Taoiseach, female Taoiseach. You could be if you ran.
I actually think it would be very good that Fine Gael founded the state. It has contributed to the state at very, very difficult times. I would very much like to see a female leader of Fine Gael at some point. I would very much like to see a female Taoiseach. I would love it to be a Fine Gael female Taoiseach.
Well, that was your chance.
But as I said now, it's not about me. There's plenty of women in Fine Gael who would be well able to do that. I think it's important that the party reflect on all of those things, but I would absolutely love to see a Fine Gael female Taoiseach.
Minister Jennifer Carroll McNeill of Fine Gael, thank you very much indeed.